The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. When he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and dedicate it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that I will take, that he will take from what is mine, and he will declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. In today's Acts of the Apostles, Paul is in Athens. He preaches at the Areopagus. Now, if you ever go to Athens, or if you look up your guidebooks on Athens, the signature of Athens is the Acropolis. Comes from two Greek words, akron, which means the highest, and polis. Polis means city. Metropolis, the polis. So it's the highest part. It's a hill overlooking Athens. And on the Acropolis, you have this extraordinary complex dedicated to the goddess Athena, after whom Athens was named. The Parthenon is there. It's a temple dedicated to Athena, but it's a whole complex up there. Very, very impressive. 500 years before Christ. Right next to that is the Areopagus, where Paul preaches. And it's still remembered there. There's an inscription at the Areopagus, and this is where Paul preached in Athens. Originally, it was a place of judgment, a judgment seat here, called after the god Ares, who was the god of war in the Greek lexicon, but also called the Hill of Mars, because in the Roman lexicon of gods, Ares, the god of war, is called Mars. So it sometimes is called the Hill of Mars. That's where Paul preaches. Now, what's interesting about Paul's preaching, he preaches Jesus Christ because he had a personal experience of the Lord. Now, this is before we had Protestants and Lutherans and Mormons and Baptists and all that. He preached Jesus Christ. It was very clear that was the proclamation he had to give. Jesus Christ crucified, Lord and Savior, who rose from the dead. It was very clear. If you want to be a follower of Jesus Christ, you listen to Paul. And then we came along and the church grew and grew, and all of a sudden we got a whole plethora of laws and regulations and who's worthy and who's not worthy. And we have what the Baptists don't have, and we are more advanced than the Lutherans or whatever it is. We got into all these contests. And what's missing is the person of Jesus Christ. When we get stuck in laws and regulations and who belongs and who doesn't belong, we may have overlooked the personal relationship with Jesus Christ. This must come first. This is the essential proclamation of God's word. And if we divert from that, then we will form all sorts of opinions and all sorts of conflicts will appear. I think listening to Paul here at Athens summons us to go back to the original followers of Jesus Christ. We're not only disciples of the Lord, we are called to be apostles. A disciple is a follower. An apostle is one who proclaims Jesus Christ. And of course, Paul is the apostle to the Gentiles. And Athens is a center of Gentile world. It's very important to keep in mind, I think it'll come up again next Sunday, I'm looking at Sunday's readings, that we may have neglected something very essential and fundamental here, and that is the person of Jesus Christ. It's not that we are Catholics, but that we are disciples of Jesus Christ, and we find a manner of expressing this and experiencing this in the Catholic tradition, in the Eucharist, in the proclamation of God's word, and in the manner in which we live, the manner in which we witness Jesus Christ. Oh my, we could change the world. We could actually change the world. We could change parishes, we could change our homes, we could change our culture, we could change our country. If we began to be rooted in a personal experience of Jesus Christ, no longer will we make judgments about people, no longer will we shut people out. We'd be moved by Jesus Christ, by the infinite love of God given to us in Jesus Christ. It would change us, and when it changes us, it will change the environment in which we live. And that's exactly what Paul proclaims, and he will proclaim this until he dies. And when we come to the end of the Acts of the Apostles, there are 29 chapters in it, and unfortunately in our morning readings we won't come to the end. We will not have kind of discovered the whole journey of Paul here through the Acts of the Apostles. We will get to a place where he's imprisoned in Rome at the end of the book of Acts, but then he's martyred in Rome. And the place where he's martyred is well documented in Rome, actually. There's a basilica, St. Paul's, outside the walls. But in any case, the essential message today is the personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, how shall I live this out today? Could I set time aside today just to pray, to become conscious of the Lord in my life? And not just to perform things, not just to do something, but to pause and inhale, breathe in. You must breathe in first the presence of Jesus Christ before you can proclaim it. And that's what Paul preaches in Athens. And he preaches it to a Gentile world. And in many respects, perhaps it may be true, some commentators think it is, that in the United States, we live in a post-Christian era. And that's not all bad for us. It means that we have a gospel and a person of the Lord to proclaim to Athens, which may be where we live today. Amen.